All right, those telephone calls that I promised you are coming up momentarily, but right now we are joined by a wide receiver for the LA Rams. He had 5 receptions for 87 yards. He had a carry for 6 more yards in Monday's win over Oakland last season. 65 receptions, 7 touchdowns, 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He was a Biletnikoff Award winner and an All-American at Oregon State, the 20th pick overall in the 2014 draft. And we are joined right now by Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Brandon, good morning. Great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good, man. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Now, you had 87 receiving yards, and you drew another 87 yards in PI penalties on Monday night. So let me start right there. How pleased were you with your regular season debut with the Rams?
You know, it was all right. It was one of those things, you know, just getting out there, being with a new team was great. Anytime you can come away with a win, you know, you walk off to feel happy about that, that's for sure.
All right, so from the outside, it seems like you and Jared Goff have gotten on the same page pretty quickly and were able to do so during the offseason program. So how would you describe that chemistry that you and he have right now, and how did it come together so fast?
You know, I think it's one of those things you just put in the work throughout the offseason, spending time together and throughout training camp. You know, we still got some work to, you know, continue to build together, but at the end of the day, we're heading in the right direction. That's what it's all about.
Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks joining us. Hey, look, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but yeah, played with Drew Brees and Tom Brady, two of the best to ever do it. Do you see any similarities between the two of them and Jared Goff?
You know, Jared is just like the other two. He's his own quarterback, but at the end of the day, you know, he's working towards that greatness, and that's what both of those quarterbacks have. You know, he do it in his own way, and I love his style, and there's no question that he'll be up there.
There was a lot made about the fact that the offensive starters did not play in the preseason. So once you got out there, how did it feel? Was there any rust that you had to knock off? And what did it feel like when you finally did get out there?
You know, it felt great getting out there. It's one of those things, you know, we practice, you know, at such a great pace. You know, when it comes to game time, it's one of those things. Coach had such confidence in us not to have to play in the preseason and go straight out there and do what we did. You know, you got to take that. You know, that confidence that coach having us and have for ourselves.
Brandon, what about your coach, Sean McVay? There was this great story. This great story floating around this week that this guy literally can recall any play he's ever called. What's it been like to play for him so far?
I mean, this guy is he's an offensive mastermind. And, you know, you play for a guy like this and been with him throughout this season and this offseason, you know, you just get jacked up because the energy that he brings for this team is like another player. You know, he gets amped up just like us all. He's a guy that you just love to play for and that cares so much about the players, so much respect for him, and just, you know, you want to do your best because he puts it in just like we do.
So what's this guy like when you say he puts it in? Is he in the weight room with you guys? And is there kind of this fine line between you want to be a player's coach, you want to be one of the fellas, but you got to command that respect too. So how does he approach all those things?
No doubt. I mean, he's working out in the weight room, not necessarily with us. He got his own program going on, but don't get it wrong. He's getting after it. And as far as gaining that respect, I think at the end of the day, you know, the way that he approaches the game, the way that he studies it, the way how long he stays here, you know, the players, we all see that. So he gets our respect right off the bat. So he has that player coach mentality, cares about us so much, but at the end of the day, we know when to lock in and when to go out there and play.
Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks joining us. Now, during the OTAs, Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters, who joined that secondary in the offseason, were blown away by the offense. They called it, quote, crazy unique. How would you describe the offense, and what's it been like picking it up as a wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dynamic offense. You know, anyone can touch the ball. I think that's what makes it special. And as far as playing in here and picking it up, you know, it's one of the things you just study as much as you can to pick it up and get on the same page as everyone else, and I think it's been going well.
Brandon, where do you come out on that notion that the NFL is not like the NBA? You can't put together a dream team in the sense that you've got so many big-name guys that came in the offseason. What's it been like to join that team and be one of those big-name guys and then all the expectations that come along with it?
You know, at the end of the day, it's one of those things that, you know, you look around and see who we acquired throughout the offseason, you get excited just because you got guys that's been playing at a high level, you know, year in and year out, and then especially with the guys that have already been on this team. So it's really about the matter of fact of coming together, playing complimentary football, and just going out there and having that we, not me mentality that coach always talks about.
So what about that? Easier said than done, right? I mean, you've got some really big name personalities. You've got some alphas. You've got some strong personalities. How would you describe the locker room right now?
It's an awesome locker room. No question about it. You know, we all get along. We have so many leaders, and I think that's the beautiful thing about this team. No one steps on each other's toes. We just know what our mindset is, and that's to go out there and get the win. And however we do that, you know, everything else to take care of itself.
Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks joining us. You and I have spoken since you got into the league, but not since you've come back to California. As somebody from Stockton, what's it been like playing in Cali once again?
You know, it's a beautiful thing. Anytime you can come back to sunny California, you can get excited about that, let alone to be able to live here and play football here. You know, it brings back memories just playing as here now, just playing on the big stage. Family's closer. Everything else is just accessible. Mom can come to a lot more games and don't necessarily have to hop on a plane. So I think that's a beautiful thing.
You know, funny you mentioned mom. I was going to ask about your mom because she suggested that a while back now, but she did suggest that you find something outside of football to help balance you out, that you're incredibly dedicated to your craft. So when mom said that maybe you should have some balance and find something else, what did you first think?
My first thought process was, you know, where is she getting this from, first of all?
Right.
She knows how much.
Right.
But you know, moms, as we all know, they got a feeling. And, you know, most of the time when they suggest things, it's because out of the care for us. She was right. And at the end of the day, I took her advice and I ran with it and just started to get into photography and kind of balance that life of football.
All right. So what about photography? We're not talking about you rolling out with an iPhone and taking pictures. I mean, you're all in. What is it about photography that you like?
I think it's one of those things. I love landscaping and, you know, just traveling around the world this off season, going to New Zealand, Sydney, and stuff like that, I think was, you know, a special moment to be able to pull out that camera and capture these moments that, you know, you really never dreamed of being able to do. And now that I get to do it, just want to be able to capture it. And, you know, like we said, have that balance between football and life, just to put my mindset on something else.
So is it something to take a little bit of the edge off, or is it something that actually makes you a better player? And if so, how?
I think it's a little bit of both, especially making me a better player, you know, not stressing out throughout the off season. You know, sometimes we can get carried away and put our mind exactly just on our job for 365. And that could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing, depending on how you're doing it. So it's one of those things that just takes the edge off as well, just to get my mind thinking in a creative another way.
All right, so you got to get away. And you were able to get some time, as you mentioned, in Australia and New Zealand. I mean, that's like a trip of a lifetime. What was the experience like for you?
Words can't explain a place like that. I think when you see New Zealand, there's no question it's God's creation. You know, the mountains, just how everything was laid out. And then Sydney was awesome just because, you know, was able to see the Opera House. You know, I think that was the only reason I wanted to stop there, just to see that type of architectural design.
Good for you. All right, so last thought. You've got Arizona coming to town on Sunday. And when you look at the cards, you look at that secondary, you think P2, Patrick Peterson. What do you think about him? And what do you think about the secondary overall and the challenges they present?
You know, Pat P is a special player. You know, the guy's been playing at a high level since he's into the league, and there hasn't been no fall off. You know, the secondary is great as well. So, you know we got a challenge ahead of us. We just got to do what we do, come in and practice, go into the game and not overthinking and let everything take care of itself.
Rams out quickly. Brandon Cooks back here in California joining us. Brandon, great to have you on the program. Thanks for making time this morning. Always good to talk
to
you, man.
Always good talking to you.
Good getting caught up. Brandon, thank you. Appreciate you.
All right.
Have a great day. Brandon Cooks. Have always spoken to him on the program, wherever he's been, and he always shows up exactly like that. Great energy and great focus.